This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, Americans? Kevin Jackson here, getting my time behind the microphone, and I am overjoyed to be here with you. Now, I say that in the context of we all have better things to do. And in all humility, as much as I love what I do behind this microphone, I promise you, as much fun as you may have, there are things you would rather be doing. Maybe playing a little slap and tickle with mama, maybe playing with the kids, hanging out with your favorite jazz musician. I don't know, but there are better things to do than listen to me. But a strong second place is listening to this show. Now, you may know my work. I hope you do. And if you don't, if you're new to the program, go to kjradio.com. You can also find me on Fox News. You may know my books. My latest is Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. I speak all over the country. And I speak on behalf of conservatism. And we are about to get up, get down, get fucking get loose. Yeah. Yeah. And you know why? You're listening to me. You're listening to me because you have this cacophony of noise that's coming at you. And you don't know what to do. You get up in the morning, and instead of going and enjoying those things that we're supposed to be doing, we are spending our lives fighting for our lives, fighting for our ideology, which, by the way, is right. I was talking about this the other day with some people that said, Kevin, you're on Fox News. Fox News, you know, is the only conservative. Fox News is not conservative. In fact, I will tell you, there are so many lefties over there, it's shocking. It's shocking. And the reason why you clamor for the news that I deliver in the way that I deliver it is because it's truth. Look, fair and balanced means conservative. There is nothing fair and balanced about the left when you consider that these are people who will allow trespassers into your country. They won't allow trespassers into their homes and even into their yards. But they want them in the country. They will allow terrorists in America under the guise of refugee resettlement and try to tell you you're an idiot for not wanting to bring these people in who want to do you harm. You understand what I'm saying? There is no fair and balanced in their ideology. These are people who protect pedophiles and protesters who are nothing more than terrorists. If you have to wear a mask to a protest, you're a terrorist. People that are bringing weapons in order to fight against you and I who want to go and just have our voices heard. And they want you to believe that they are the voice of tolerance, that they are the peace-loving individuals. And these are the same people that will tell you that Islam is the religion of peace. And they wonder why we fight them. And as far as Fox News and any of these other outlets go, if you are not talking about conservative news, you are lying. When you bring up the left, you are lying. These are people who would cheat conservatives and not allow us to have nonprofits. These are people who will kill vets at the VA and cover it up. These are people who will kill people in the State Department and pretend it was a video in California that did it. These are the people who will run guns into a sovereign nation, Mexico in this case, in order to get those people to flood our borders and try to act as if we have to do some humanitarian effort to bring Mexicans over after they create the problems. These are people who would rather beat you up than listen and hear you out. And they want you to believe they are the purveyors of truth, that it needs to be fair and balanced. Explain to me how fair and balanced CNN or MSNBC or any of these leftist outlets are when you want to talk about common sense things like reducing crimes in neighborhoods by building strong families. Oh, there you go with that four-letter word, Kevin, family. Yeah, family. They are mad at you for Judeo-Christian values that strengthen everything around you. The only thing that holds this frayed fabric of America together is the thin thread of conservatism, and these people want you to believe you're an idiot, and they're willing to fight you for it. Let me tell you something. I have heard the craziest ideas from the left. I have never wanted to write to one of them and say, you need to get your ID, kick your butt for that crazy view. I might go, look, you are a lunatic of the highest order, but I don't want to fight you for it. These people don't want to fight you for it. They want to kill you for it. I'm telling you guys, sometimes I want to read you word for word what these people say, but then I might have to read you word for word what I tell them back. It's just crazy. But you are here, and you are involved in this because you're smart. And this is where the action is. You're likely conservative, which to me is by definition Christian, Judeo-Christian. You are a true cross-section of America, folks. And let me tell you something. You are the most oppressed people on the planet because you've experienced freedom that no other culture has known. I'm talking about Europe. I don't care. Pick your country. Sweden, Britain, whatever. You have extended freedom to the nth degree. Freedom cannot know more bounds, cannot be boundless, or at least, you know what I'm saying. Freedom cannot be more free than it is in America. So you are at the pinnacle. And what you've watched is this, I won't even call it a slow erosion, it is a fast erosion of your freedoms. And the left want you to feel silly about it. They want to demoralize you. They want you not to support a man who is fighting for nothing more than your freedoms. Donald Trump has done nothing. Remember they say, he'll enrich himself. He will try to make more money or whatever. Donald Trump has lost $1 billion as president. You haven't heard about the Trump brand. This man has not marketed one single iota of anything he's ever done since he became president. He is sacrificing. That is what this job was supposed to be. And these people fight him at every turn. It doesn't matter that he's improved employment for blacks. We'll talk about that today. It doesn't matter. They don't care. But it doesn't matter that Donald Trump has sent your stock market portfolio through the roof. It doesn't matter that he's created a better job opportunity for your children, better job opportunities. It doesn't matter that you may have gotten a raise or whatever. Nothing matters to them except thwarting you, stopping you from winning the ideological battle, because they must create chaos. That's what the left does. If they don't have that, they cannot be alive. They are the reason that you have shows like Rich Housewives and all the infighting. You've seen how they act. Just watch one of those shows. You'll get what I'm talking about. You're oppressed, folks. The left has kicked you in the naughty bit something good, and you got to soak them bad boys every single day. Yeah, Epsom salt. And then you get up and do it all over again, you warriors. That's what you do. And so that's why I'm here, because I support you 1,000%. I wish I could make more of me, because there'd be 10 of me supporting you 100%. Lots to talk about today, folks. I'm excited. I hope you are as well. You listen to The Kevin Jackson Show. Back in just a minute.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact the show. KJRadio.com if you want to just send us a note. And I hope you do. We're on Facebook, Twitter. My Twitter is Kevin Jackson TBS, at Kevin Jackson TBS, which is the Black Sphere. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Mitt Romney says that allies won't help racist countries. And I thought about this. I was thinking, Mitt Romney, allies won't help a racist country. He's in a religion that doesn't think very highly of blacks, and he wants to talk about racism. Look, I'm not saying Mitt Romney's a racist. I'm not even saying Mormons are racist. But I'm just saying, don't start talking about racism. You don't know anything about it. He doesn't. It's funny. Every time we have this conversation about America being racist, I remind people that America is, if not the most homogeneous country on the planet, it is in the top five. Name me a place that has more diversity of ethnicities and cultures than America. Name me one.
Oh, Kevin, there's Britain and there's France.
Okay, fine. pick those. Go look at the demographics, and I will tell you, the reason why I'm putting us in the top five is because I know, I believe we're number one in diversity. But it's tough for me to say. But let me tell you where you won't find diversity. You won't find diversity in brown and black countries. We talked about this a while back. I just decided, in my own little, sort of twisted mind, you know, because I look at things differently. I twist them to look at them from a different angle. And I looked at it from all the different angles of the sphere. That's why we call ourselves the Black Sphere. And I went down country by country, ethnicity. The most racist countries on the planet are black countries. If you're going to measure, by the way, the Democrats and the left like to measure. They like to measure based on, well, you don't have enough blacks and you don't have enough Mexicans and you don't have enough Asians or whatever. Okay, great. Go look at any of the African countries, the 52 or 50, you know, 51 to 53, depending upon how many coups there are going on in the world. Go look at those countries and look at their ethnic breakdown. It'll be Umbugudazu, you know, is 99.9% something, Mumbawa. Okay, it'll be, I'm just telling you, if you, they could play spot the white dude in most of those countries. There's so few. And I'm going to get to the reason here in a little bit. But so you got these African countries that are anywhere from 90 to 99% black. Ethnic Africans, different tribes or whatever, but they're 99%. And they may try to fool you. They'll, oh, well, we've got the Igbo and the, you know, the Lua and the, you know, the Yoruba and whatever. And they got all these different tribes, but they're all black. They're all Africans, you know. So it'll be like, for example, in Nigeria, they've got Igbo, Yoruba, whatever. So they will list the 7 to 11 tribes that are the biggest. And the Yoruba, the biggest, next is are the Igbos. And then everybody else is insignificant for the most part. There's a third one. That's fairly large, but then everybody else is percentage, but they're all black. So all these Nigerians are black. Go to Nigeria, if you don't believe me, you'll see a handful of white folks and a sea of black people, and you never hear people complaining. In fact, if you go around the world and you look at the number of white folks, white people are a far minority. You people take more grief in being the slight majority in the United States and Canada and maybe parts of Europe, and yet nobody ever says a word about the majority. And I'm not talking about, like, in the United States, white people are probably down to, I don't know, 50-45% something. They're cutting into your budget, okay? So you're down to something pretty, you're getting smaller and smaller, and it's intentional. And meanwhile, not a single one of these other African countries is getting any more white. They will talk about the browning of America openly as if it's no big deal. Nobody ever talks about the browning of black Africa. And there's a reason. Nobody wants to go. It's that simple. Now, next in line of these countries that are homogeneous are the Middle Eastern and the brown countries. Go to those countries and look at the ethnic makeup and ask yourself, just how heterogeneous are they? These are homogeneous cultures, third world armpits, loaded with, quite frankly, the worst citizens of the world. And why can I say that? Because of the 68 million people who are on the run, the largest in the history of mankind, most of them originate from brown and black countries. That's right. So people talk about all the time, Kevin, white people, this white people, that. I'm siding with white folks. I'm telling you right now, kick me out of the black thing. I don't care. I'm still going to be black no matter where I go. But I will go to Sweden. I will go to Canada. You know, well, maybe not Canada because this is getting brown too. I will go where the white people are. Just tell me where to meet y'all, okay? Because I don't care. I don't want to live anywhere there's brown and black people in mass, because you are going to be on the run. There's going to be some dictator that comes along and wants to kill people, especially people like me that, you know, just want to live and let live. They want me dead. People in America, these very same mentality that rule these other countries, they would like me dead. The problem they have is I'm pretty tough, so it's tough to kill me. But they'd like to. And let me just say, I have guys tell me, I'll see you out. I'm going to do you with your family. Fine. Bring it. But I'm just telling you, you ain't going home the same. Yeah, so, look, folks, all I'm saying is you get beat up. And people try to tell you, oh, you're a racist country, America. America is not a racist country. You are not racist. You should not fear this word. And you should know that there are warriors out there like me and many others, millions of us, who are willing to fight and die for this country and fight and die for you to be able to hold your head high and say, what are you talking about? I'm a racist. Go look at these ethnicities of these countries and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about, you know, small percentages. Why is it that America being not even no longer white being the majority of the people and we're still considered a racist country? How are we having that conversation? How are we having that conversation when we have every ethnicity, every creed, every culture, pardon me, every culture, and we are still talking about this stupid subject? Nobody holds Nigeria to the standard of us. Nobody holds Ghana to this standard. Nobody holds El Salvador to this standard, or Mexico, or anybody else to the standard that they want to hold us to when it comes to race. Nor do will they hold them to the standard of how well are your people doing that are of other races in your country. Because last time I checked, Idi Amin kicked out the Asians, a.k.a. the Indians, when they were a small minority in his country. How are they faring over there? Outside of South Africa, pretty much everybody else gets their butts kicked. So this is ridiculous that we have this conversation and we don't have the flip side of it. And I want to have the flip side of it. And one of these days I'm going to be talking about this on TV on my own show. I bet you. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about, folks. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Osama bin Laden, whether I engage in appeasement.
Short day, I killed Osama bin Laden, which we quickly learned I killed Osama bin Laden, which tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. We reaffirmed our ties to each other, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, what race or ethnicity we were. We were united, one nation.
There you go.
It was nearly 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
September 11th, 2001.
Tell them, Barack.
Brief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand. Neighbors a hand. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or
ethnicity. Did I mention he killed Osama bin Laden?
We were united. One nation. I killed Osama bin Laden, which we quickly learned that I killed Osama bin Laden.
We can do it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Did I mention Barack Obama killed Osama bin Laden? No, I'm not talking about metaphorically. I'm not talking about gave the order. I'm talking about strangled him with his bare hands. Oh, yeah. And I don't mean bare as in, you know, B-A-R-E, like his little hands. I'm talking about bear hands, because he's a bear, Barack Obama. B-E-A-R. Yeah, that's how he killed Osama bin Laden. It's funny. So, Barack Obama, who is irrelevant, may I say, and will be he will be in the dung heap of history when Trump is done. Despite the media's attempt to make Barack Obama appear to be relevant, other than the fact that he's the, quote, first black president, he's irrelevant. And the left can't stand this. Let me explain what has to happen here. What has to happen is Donald Trump, who is a rock star and has replaced the fake idol of the left, must be beaten down to nothing. And now what you're starting to see, and this is what I'm going to be talking about here in a second, is the left now has to elevate Barack Obama. They've lost at every turn. It's the Russians, man. Oh, it wasn't. Okay. Charlottesville is white nationalists and Donald Trump is a racist. That's not going to work. So they have to go back to something. The only thing they can do is they say, oh, Barack Obama, he was a rock star. So here's the article. It's from The Hill. He's been out of office for nearly 8 months, but former President Barack Obama remains the Democrat Party's best weapon for 2018. I want to stop you for just a second and tell you, he's their best weapon. This is a guy who was their best weapon for 2016, folks. He was the rock star for them. This, the rock star for the Democrats, lost over 1,000 seats during his tenure, and they say he's their best weapon. I want you to understand the delusion of the left. Name me. That's like saying, hey, we have a coach that hasn't won a single game in 8 years, and we're going to make him our coach for the Super Bowl. Really? That's, in by most people's definition, that's lunacy. For the left, he's the perfect person. Democrats are already nostalgic. Here's what they're saying. For Obama, as they battle against President Trump's agenda. When he talks, they listen. As evidenced this week by a tweet from Obama about the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, that became the most popular in the history of the platform. So they say, Barack Obama's popular because he tweeted on Charlottesville and it got the most response ever. So let me explain how the most response ever was attained. In Twitter. First of all, the Twitter guy who runs it is a huge lefty. So he's given Barack Obama millions of people. Most of them are frauds. Then, whenever Barack Obama tweets, the bots go out and they go, we love him, he's amazing. And they tell you, oh, it was the most looked at tweet. So it would be like Zuckerberg and I are buddies, and I say, hey, Zuck, I'm going to promote my book, man. Can you, like, you know, give me a hookup? And he says, Kevin, I'll put it out there for you. And he puts it out there, and it goes to 50 million people.
It was the most tweeted book ever in the history of evers.
Okay? That's the way they do this. But that's how they measure. The measurement of Barack Obama is in a tweet, folks. Are you paying attention?
You there. Stop passing notes in class.
What I'm telling you is, they don't look at the evidence. The evidence sits in the White House. Donald Trump, the guy who wasn't supposed to be there, the guy that Barack Obama mocked and said, at least I will be able to say I was president. He mocked this man. And Donald Trump sits in the White House as evidence of Barack Obama's ineffectiveness. Barack Obama was effective at bringing black people out to look at Jay-Z and Stevie Wonder and a few other key people in entertainment, and who promptly went back home and sat their butts in their on their sofas and did not go vote for Hillary Clinton. That's what he did. He was in the most, what do they call it? You know, the election was fixed, in the most fixed election. And it took you too long to give me the word, so don't try to take credit. In the most fixed election in the history of man, Barack Obama couldn't drag Hillary's big fat buttocks over the finish line, and Donald Trump wins. Barack Obama has lost 1,000 seats. Donald Trump is now 5-0, including his victory in the special elections, and it's going to get worse. Donald Trump has effectively taken the nasty, slimy politics of Barack Obama, start straightening them out. He's taking the economy to a soaring heights, to the point where people go, we don't even know who this Negro is, Barack Obama. And suddenly, they say we need him. Yeah, here's what they say. The tricky question now facing the party is how to use the former president on the campaign trail. Yeah, I'd say it's tricky. You want to know why it's tricky? Because black people no longer respect Barack Obama. He can't drag out what he used to. White people who used to write these big fat checks are going, what's the big deal? When Barack Obama says he's coming to a fundraiser, look, he's still the best fundraiser for the left. But that's not saying much. It used to be the Clintons. What can they raise? These people have gone from eating pork loin to eating pig's feet. And they're wondering what's going on. Let Barack Obama... Look, I'm telling you folks, I'm giving you inside information. When Barack Obama goes to do a charity event outside of Hollywood, the entertainment people, nobody even wants to show up. He can't fill a room. If you're not doing a big event and you're saying, okay, we're bringing the president in, the former president, if you just say Barack Obama's coming... Nobody cares. Black churches don't even care. Black churches don't care about Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, or any of them, unless they take your tax money and they stage it with a bunch of shills, the same way they use your tax money to pay for Antifa, Black Lives Matter to come out and protest. If it weren't for that, these people can't raise an audience, and they won't tell you the truth about it. They go on to say this. Some Democrats are pushing for Obama to have a more elevated role, but Obama has made it clear he's weary of sliding back into the role of party leader, which could prevent new leaders from emerging. Who are they?
tell us who the new leaders are. I saw one here in Arizona, black dude. He's a waste of space. I'm going to target this guy. I've seen them all over the country. These young punks that think they're going to step in with this social justice warrior nonsense and talk about how bad it is for black folks. And I'm going to cut them all off at the knees, metaphorically, not literally the way the left would. And we're going to go after these guys. So bring them. Let's see who they are. Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, name them. They got nobody because their ideology is tired. It's worn out. It is oppressed. Oh, so woe is me. Swing low, sweet chariot. It's all little Negro spirituals. And that's all they care about is making people feel less than what they are. I love this. They say Democrats acknowledge that being stuck in the Obama era is a concern, but say the party can't afford to have him on the sidelines. Now, I want you to think about the duplicitous nature of that statement. They're concerned about being stuck in the Obama era, but what do they want? We want Obama. We want our loser. Will you send in the coach that's never won? Democrats badly need Obama, says Brad Bannon, a Democrat strategist. He offers such a vivid contrast to Trump in behavior and temperament. You are so right, Brad. You are so right. Obama acts the part of president, and Trump plays the part. Trump is the part. He is it, the real deal. They say, he's always sounded reasonable and acted responsibly, even if you disagree with him, Bannon continued. None of the potential Democratic presidential candidates has the visibility or credibility to be effective. They're telling you, folks, there's nobody in the lineup. Barack Obama's it. He is, let me tell you, he was a godsend to us. The Democrats got the best they could possibly get in the history of their party. And they got him at a time when there's nothing we could have done in 2008 to thwart him, even though he was grossly incompetent. And they got him. And they wanted him. And he did exactly what we predicted he would do, what a novice would do, which is run this country into the ground. And now they suffer for it. They want to know, what can we do? What can we do? They can do nothing. They have nothing. You should be cheering me right now. I'll let you do it during the commercial.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We are talking about the Democrats saying that they need Barack Obama in 2018 because he is still the party. And I say, yes. Glad you need him. Shows a level of desperation that you can't even measure. How do you measure the level of desperation that says, I want a guy who got your butts kicked so bad in 2010 that you lost the House, in 2014 that you lost the Senate, in 2016 that you lost the presidency? Over a period of 8 years, you've lost 1,030 plus seats. And your ideology is in triage. Your party doesn't even have a message. Better, better, better. With a pizza message. Papa John, Papa Democrats, better, better, better. They don't even have a message. You don't even have messengers. You've got a DNC. How many DNC people have they had in the past 2 years? Three. They had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile, and now this knucklehead that nobody even hears from. Their party, from a message perspective, is all about oppression and losing and things like this. You had the Pied Piper of leftism and Barack Obama, and you blew it. And now you say, we need Barack. Where's our savior? Wow. I mean, guys, let's not fight them. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you get up in the morning and you're kind of looking for a fight. You don't need to look for a fight here. This is too funny. Democrats badly need Barack Obama. I read this earlier. Says Brad Bannon, a Democratic strategist. He offers such a vivid contrast to Trump in behavior and temperament. Yeah, and also in results. Oh, man. Okay, so I'm going to go on with this article I'll read. Others complain Barack Obama has been doing too little to help the party at a time when it is struggling to rebuild. I want you to consider this. The Democrat Party is struggling to rebuild. Okay, what's been the message? Who's been the messenger? They got exactly who they wanted, and they're struggling to rebuild. How do you have exactly who you want, who delivers the message that you say you want him to deliver, and you struggle to rebuild? If at the end of 8 years of Trump, if our thing is, well, we are struggling to rebuild the party, shame on us. I couldn't even imagine that. You look, all along the way, while they were losing all these state legislatures and governorships and whatever else, they should have been asking themselves, how do we reform our message to fit? We don't need to reform our message. That is the beauty of conservatism, people. Hallelujah. Somebody come over here and fan me. I'm about to preach. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. So, look, I don't know why this tickles me so much, but it does, because I cannot understand how these people want Barack. I don't even believe it's true. I think that's part of it. I think this is a ruse of the media to say, we want Barack. He's amazing. Come on now. Everybody join. They don't want him. Look, Donald Trump is exactly what we asked for as conservatives. Now, I know there's a lot of you go, oh, Kevin, I wasn't a Trump fan. I get it. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. I speak for you in this case. Sometimes you don't know what you want. You wanted a flawed candidate who could withstand the barbs, who could get in there and fight dirty. Now, you may have wanted him to be a little more polished or whatever, but at the end of the day, you wanted a guy who could deliver results, and that's what you got. And let me tell you, he's already delivered miraculous results. I talked about the fact that Donald Trump has cut $100 billion plus off of the debt. He's reducing the deficit. He, look, stopping these criminals from coming over into our country, stopping terrorists from coming into our country, raising our profile in the world in a good way, backing down North Korea, probably got Iran on tilt. You know, I don't know all the details there, but the economy booming, stock market through the roof, jobs creation, you name it. And he's just getting started. And this is fighting the media, people. I want you to understand what Donald Trump will do, because it's going to happen. When the media finally has to start recognizing what he's doing, when they finally have to start going, wait a minute, unemployment for blacks dropped a whole point? What? And black people start encouraging and praising him. I'm not talking about guys like me. I'm talking about leftist blacks. When they start saying, leave Donald Trump alone. Stop with all this nonsense. It's already started. We had one guy, he spoke in Charlottesville about the nonsense. Let's go ahead and play that clip, even though it's kind of out of context for this. Let's play that clip because I want people to hear this.
White people, they just created cell phones and everything else, cameras, all this modern day stuff. How in the world is you going to go all the way back into the history of time and turn the clock back when you're supposed to be going forward? No, because time is meant to go forward, not backwards. Those people that want to go backwards is those people that's a part of another type of world. If y'all believe in God and know what the fruit is, love one another. Everybody needs to get on their knees and start praying and start harnessing this power. Because right now, look like hate is trying to harness this power. It ain't about that. This love is supposed to harness. What a harness of power. Get on your knees praise and pray, folks. Stop all this madness in front of these babies.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was an angry black man who's angry at BLM and Antifa and mostly blacks. And he's saying, why are you turning the clock back into the 1960s? We've evolved beyond that. This is not some polished black dude speaking from Wall Street. This is a dude from the street saying, look, I see it. This is an OG, folks, an original gangster, a guy who was probably born in the late 50s, early 60s, whatever. And, I mean, he's sitting there telling truth to people saying, what are you talking about? Do you think he's a lone voice? Let me tell you, the overwhelming number of blacks in America are sick of being judged by a handful of thugs. And they're ready for somebody like Donald Trump to step in and make things right. And they don't, you know, look, I don't misunderstand me. A lot of these blacks have been trained to just come to, you know, like Nadal. We need to kill the president. You know, stuff like that. They've been trained. But the people that are really, that really count, the ones who day to day get up and are not following the news cycle because they're just struggling to get by, when they start to see gains in their own situation, and they will, you're going to see a complete change. And that is going to really screw up the world of the left. I want to go back to this article. Brent Butkowski, former Democratic aide and columnist for The Hill, said Obama should, quote, play a far more aggressive role starting today to win back the House and the Senate in 2018. Now, what Democratics, I want to just ask you, forget the Democrat or Republican, what strategist do you know who would pick a guy who lost 1,030 seats in House, in the House and in legislatures around the country, the House, the Senate, governorships, and judgeships, which are so important. He's losing those as well. Who would say, we want this guy? How could, I don't even see how you could make a comment like this and get, and continue to keep your job. He goes on to say this, though. America faces an enormous political crisis, and it is unconscionable how little Obama and other former top officials have done to help Democrats since Trump began his ugly abuses of power. Now, let me tell you what that statement means. That means when he tells you that the Democrats and Obama have said nothing, it's because they have nothing. Do you think if Trump were really screwing up, do you think Barack Obama would not chime in? Think about it. I said in the earlier segment, the biggest tweet in Twitter's history was when Obama chimed in on Charlottesville. Now, they faked that. But whatever number of people that listened to it, that was their only play, was to try to make Trump look racist in the heels of, on the heels of Charlottesville. And so that's when Barack Obama chimed in. He could have chimed in on Korea, North Korea. He could chime in on a variety of things. He hasn't done it. And the Democrats who've chimed in on Russia, they chimed in on racism. I don't know what other retread they're going to dig up from the grave and try to, you know, put to Trump. Nothing works. That's what he's telling you. Then he says this. Under Obama's 8 years, Democrats lost power at every level of national and state government. Obama should feel an urgent sense of duty, especially on fundraising, and act with the fierce urgency of now and not generic promises about the future. That's what this guy Bukowski said. I want you to be, we know you're a loser, but you can fundraise. Help us to fundraise. He goes on to say this. Obama should spend less time giving paid speeches and more time raising money for Democrats. So what Bukowski wants is Obama to become a slave to the Democrats. Go raise us money, black man. Stop making money for yourself and go raise us money. We put you where you are. It is time for you to pay us back, slave. Oh, yeah, I'm breaking it down for you. But that's what he's saying. Now, Obama's been involved in fundraising. He's met with various people, but he is not going to stop his life. He got what he wanted, and Democrats stuff it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.